One of the advantages of watching a movie at home is that you can watch the movie and have a meal at the same time, although with certain movies, that's probably not advisable. When you go out to the movies, of course, there's popcorn, but a meal and a movie at the same time? We're getting a sneak peek at the new flagship dine-in movie theater today on West 57th Street. The grand opening to the public is Thursday, and the CEO, Brian Schultz, joins Newsline Live now to give us a preview. Brian, Bud Mishkin here at WCBS. Thanks for a few minutes of your time today. Tell us what people will see if they come to the new flagship dine-in movie theater on West 57th.
Well, they'll see, hear, and taste. All of it's absolutely great, fresh made-to-order food. Great screens, absolutely comfortable with recliners, reserve seats. And then we have Mirabelle's Bar, which is in the front so you can relax before you see the movie. So at Look Cinemas, we're all about bringing communities back together, and we're creating the best dine-in movie experience, but really the best movie experience having visited all the New York theaters. We've put the latest technology, laser projection on screen. And then in our premium screening rooms, we've been able to put in a 21-channel digital sound, which is just the best presentation I've ever heard.
How many screens do you actually have in the theater?
We have 8 screens here, and they range in size from very small screening rooms to from about 25 all the way up to 180.
So how does it work? People order their food before the movie starts and it arrives during the movie, or are you ordering online and then it shows up before the movie? What's the timeline here?
We actually put the control in the guest's hands. So if you come, and when you come to the theater, you can order by talking to a server. You can tap your phone that's dimly lit right on your table, or you can go to the concession stand before. We're trying to give multiple ways for you to enjoy the experience. The majority of our guests come a little bit early, and we try to have all the food on the table before the main feature begins.
From a lifetime of going to clubs to see music and hear music and where food is served during the show, a lifetime of trying to keep people quiet while they're eating, is there anything that's any advice given to people who are eating there to, okay, we're still trying to watch a movie here?
Yeah, well, details matter. So everything from the tables to the type of plateware that we use, all of it's designed to not distract from the film. So we've painstakingly kind of built the theater so it absorbs all that sound. And really, you're not going to be distracted at all. So the sound, picture, all of that, we have ninja servers that come in to stay out of the way. But really, once the feature starts, that's really what you're here for.
I'm sorry, so, what kind of servers are those? What kind of servers are those, once again?
We call them ninja servers. So they're all dressed in black. So think about the most efficient stagehands that can get, you know, beneath you so we don't get in your way. And we take care of all your service needs without distraction.
Ninja servers, I'm going to say that if there's food left on the plate and they say, hey, are you going to finish that? Yes, sir, I am going to finish that. No question about it. You mentioned the comfort of the chairs, and from more than a few experiences taking my young daughter to the movies to see her movies, I know that if I got into a chair, especially watching one of those movies that was a little too comfortable, I was done in 10 minutes and usually woke up an hour and a half later. Anything that can be done to keep people awake in these comfy chairs?
Well, that's actually interesting because after doing a lot of studies, I've really started dine-in almost 30 years ago. And we figured out that although women don't necessarily fall asleep in a movie, men do. And there's a certain percentage when you kind of recline past a certain point, most of the men fall asleep. So we've gone ahead and limited the recliner so it doesn't go quite that far.
Limited recliner, that's a good idea. You know, I hope you didn't spend a lot of money on that survey or that study, because you could have just called me and I would have told you, yeah, you better be careful for that.
Yeah.
The grand opening.
We couldn't be more excited.
The grand opening to the public is on Thursday, and media is getting a sneak peek at the new flagship dine-in movie theater at West 57th Street today. Brian Schultz is the CEO. Brian, good luck with it. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much. Great. Looking forward to seeing you.
All right.